WPHM.
All right, welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show, hour number two, and we're going to talk some Prowler hockey. And generally, we sometimes meander on to other things, too. But Joe Pace Sr. and Joe Pace Jr. are here from the Prowlers. If you've been living under a rock, Joe Pace Sr. took over the team last weekend while they were in Danville. He's the new head coach. And if you've been living under a rock, Joe Pace Jr. has been playing for us for 2 years now.
Hey, thanks for having us, Stux.
No problem. Welcome aboard. What, should I call you senior, or how do we address you, sir?
Coach Joe's good.
Coach Joe, welcome aboard. First, I want to congratulate you on the great job you did last year in Dayton. I thought, here we go. Here's a franchise that's going to drop out of the league midseason. They're done. They've got the players are leaving. The team is not winning. And you came in there and resurrected that team, and they went from last place to a playoff spot. And not just to a playoff spot, but we legitimately thought that you'd have a chance to win your series against Danbury. It didn't work out that way, but I thought that was a hell of a turnaround last year.
No home ice during the playoffs. Thank you. It was a great run, and unfortunately, I planned on being there for years to come, but unfortunately, the arena's not there, so things changed. But yeah, you're right on the money. When I got there, it was I think they had one win in regulation, and we were looking at less than a 4% chance of making the playoffs.
Got it going there. Now, I know a few of the guys that played there are currently here with the Prowlers. Is that going to kind of help you to come in here and know a lot of the guys already and kind of have an understanding of what they can do for you?
Well, absolutely. I know most of the players, even if they didn't play for me, from junior playing for so many years. And, you know, I was in Danville with Joe 2-3 years on and off. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good relationship. The bottom line is it's like a family. So you have to get along. You spend more time with the players and the team than you do with your family. So they are family.
From an outsider looking in, and I know it's just been a couple of games, what's wrong with this team right now? Why is it where it's at with the talent that it has?
Well, you have a modern-day era athlete, and I think philosophies change over the years. You could talk to Junior, and he could tell you the way I coached 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's different than now. You know, I think you have to be positive and also teach. You know, there's a trust factor. And respect. And in order to get respect, you have to give it. And if they know you're there for them, they're going to play harder for you. That's my philosophy.
How's this for you, Joe? I know you've played for your dad before, so it can't be that strange.
No, I've played for him many a time, so definitely know how to call him coach. Worked for him before, so definitely know how to get bossed around by him a little bit. So none of that is strange. You know, I think if we touch back to what's wrong with us right now, I think we got to start putting together full 60-minute games and working hard. And, you know, I think a lot of our losses came by one goal, and a lot of our losses are coming from, you know, strings of goals against within a few minutes, you know, 2 goals in 3 minutes, 3 goals in 2 minutes against, you know, all early in periods lots of the time. And, you know, that just carries with you weekend after weekend, and, you know, you can't shake that monkey off your back. So, you know, hopefully moving forward, you know, the guys and the attitude and just kind of, you know, the energy that we bring with us is going to be a different energy than we, you know, started with.
You know, one of the tough parts about this is we are at the lower level, and guys want to go up and play at the higher level, and sometimes that can deplete your lineup in a hurry. I saw today in the transactions that both Zach Tattern and Austin Doe got loaned to SPHL teams. How do you fill that gap? Because those are two guys that are playing really well for you right now.
On a positive note, and I haven't even had the time to sit down with each player individually. You know, you want to find out where their mind is, what their future holds. Are they content here? Do they want to go there? You know, and it's interesting because Austin's been up and down, I think, in the SB the last couple of years, and he really didn't want to leave. I mean, we talked three times yesterday, and he said, if it's not going to be a guarantee and it's just the weekend, I don't want to leave the boys like this. I'm glad you're here. Because I tried to trade for him last year, and I almost had him, and they said that it was past the deadline and we couldn't pick him up or whatever. But needless to say, that's what you're here for, to develop, teach, and move on if that's what the desire is. You know, Joe, I think his desire is, you know, he does the whole A to Z, business end of the business, plus loves to play hockey. So he's not looking to go to the coast or, you know, play somewhere else. So you have to find out who it is, and if that's what they want to do, that's your job.
Unless you heard something, Stucky, I'll go to the coast if you've heard something.
Yeah, but I've heard something. You don't want to know what it is.
Oh, they don't want me? They haven't been calling recently.
But they heard from Nick Niedert about you. So.
Oh, gosh.
Because Nick's been everywhere.
Yep. Well, and I think touching on the call-ups, you know, I think we get judged as an organization, a coaching staff on call-ups. So I wish we could start having more. I think the goal is in the future to send players like Zach or Austin to, you know, maybe Toledo for the weekend or Kalamazoo and start, you know, reaching out to more East Coast League teams, because I know the players would, you know, as much as they like going to the SP, the drive to Kalamazoo and back's a lot easier than Louisiana. So, you know, I think there's room for a lot of our guys to move up the ladder. And I think as we have more call-ups and more guys moving up to good teams and maybe sticking, the new crop of guys coming in is going to be, you know, a good crop and fresh crop of players that, you know, have good hockey experience because they want to come here.
This could be a big weekend coming up here. Two games with Watertown and then St. Clair Shores. Three wins will move you up in a better position in the standings. It's really close after Danville. Danville's kind of
right. We'll
run
be running six forwards and four D.
Now you back to last year, and you have to, you know, lay down your foundation, put the walls up, the roof, decorate, and you're in full stride. And last year, they couldn't get out of their own way. They didn't know how to win. You know, first game, Port Huron, last year, I think it was 8-2. Second game, we should have won 6-2. 3.6 seconds left on the clock. Skinner scores on what I called three penalties before their goal.
Stucks remembers it.
I do.
And there was a cross check, a broken stick, a high stick, and bumping the goalie. And great ref, love him. Coach, I've got it on the GoPro. I'll look at it tonight, and I'll let you know if you're right or wrong. Okay, what about the boys that just gave up the points? What do you want me to tell them? But you have to go shift by shift, period by period, game by game. And that's the only way you're going to go forward. We're not looking at Danville. We're looking at the first shift in Watertown this weekend, and we want to win that shift. That's how I approach it.
All right. Now, what are you telling your dad here, Joe, as he comes in about this hockey team?
You know, not much. You know, obviously, he knew a couple of the guys, you know, better than I do. So he knows how to read them and go off them. And, you know, the guys that were here that he hadn't ever coached before, I think, you know, everyone's just, you know, chomping at the bit. Everyone's hungry. You know, I know Witt walks around that dressing room with Foose flesh and those championship rings in everyone's face. So everyone wants one. So, you know, it's mainly just, you know, be their leader and just, you know, do your thing. You know, he doesn't have to change much about himself. But you know, they just want to start going forward and winning hockey games. You know, I think they hear about it at most diners when they sit down to eat breakfast or lunch. You know, someone could tell them that they want to see them start winning again. So it's on everyone's mind. We want to be, you know, top of the league. You know, last year I think we were better. We had to finish in second. We thought that was a little insult, but we'll just go from there.
Okay. As long as you are the last team standing at the end, nobody remembers you finished in second. They all think, oh, we won it, right?
Yeah.
We were the best team,
but
right?
But like he says, home ice advantage in
home
the playoffs.
Home ice advantage, yes. Makes a big difference. Saturday during Silver Stick, the 21st, it's an 8:30 start, and I know that it's a special night. You guys are going to honor Scott Matzka, who's from the area and played professional hockey, and he suffers from ALS. So I know you want a lot of people to come out for that.
Yep, absolutely. I know he's got a lot of friends in the area that are going to be there to support him. And, you know, I know every hockey player, when they hear that story, you know, they think about him for a while afterwards. And, you know, hopefully it's a good night and they all get to have a lot of fun. And I know we'll be doing something special for his family. And I know everyone was talking about trying to now schedule something for after the game, do a little mingling maybe with coach. I know that was something the office really wanted to do, is put this guy out there and let people really meet him.
And and Coach Joe, you got a list of stuff down there. Is there anything we missed?
No. I mean, you know, it's about hockey. And outside of hockey, it's about life. So you're not just tutoring them and mentoring them about, you know, power plays, penalty kills. It's what to do, you know, in the community, in the business world, so that they're good citizens. And that's key. And it takes a lot to make something successful. And that's the community, the businesses, the fans, the arena, and the organization, and the players themselves to come together as one. Because if they work together, it could be successful for everyone. You know, so that's important. So like the event with the ex-player, those are all important factors. It's not just about hockey. It's about all the other stuff, too. So we'll be working off the ice as much as on the ice.
Perfect. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Hey, Stux, thank you.
All right, and I'll make sure nobody puts a bounty on your head.
Okay.
Coach Joe Pace Sr. and Joe Pace Jr. Of the Port Huron Prowlers. We'll take a break. We've got plenty more to come, though, here on the Dennis Stuckey Show, so stick around.